Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we were talking about the obvious right now, which is the offense and how pitiful it has been. But let's step back for a second, bigger picture. I almost feel silly bringing this up, but I looked on FanDuel.
I feel like we have to do it based on current fan sentiment.
The texts we get, the tweets we get.
Yeah, somebody earlier said, why can't they just send Vinny down? He has options and they could call Jack up. I'm like, why would they do that?
They have no chance to get to where they want to get if you tell me that Vinny is not in the lineup. So, and that's not even just because we obviously have a great relationship with him. Like, it's just reality. He's one of their best hitters on the team. He had almost 100 RBI last year. Anyway, so I went on FanDuel, and the Royals right now are plus 132 to make the playoffs. It's April 15th, but they are plus 132 to make the playoffs.
So they're still putting them in almost even money to do it. Like, it's plus money, but barely. Mm-hmm. Plus 132, it's not exactly like, They're not saying they're 3-1, 4-1, like they probably were 10-1 at this time last year. Who knows?
They are just under 500, and the pitching gives them a chance to win every single game, no matter what we say about the offense and how bad it is. Gives them a chance to win every single game. And when they happen to have a better offensive day, the bullpen has shown you, with the exception of Stratton and Long, basically. That's it, right? Stratton and Long. Otherwise, everybody else in the bullpen, I feel pretty darn good when they go out and pitch for this team. So the confidence, whatever your preseason prediction, maybe your win total, I can understand your win total being different. That's fair. But you thought they could win the division, or you thought they were a playoff team. I think it would be foolish to change your prediction in that regard this early in the year. Now, if you had them winning 93 games, I'll get it. I would get why you would think, oh, maybe I need to lower that.
You'd be wavering a little.
Why I might need to lower that. But if you thought they were a playoff team, I think it would be, frankly, really foolish to fall off of that already.
I totally agree. I still fully expect them to be a playoff team. Like, even in their own division, this is why these conversations being so early are silly. The Detroit Tigers are hot. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. They got the number one record in the American League. You're like, oh, man. You know, could be, you know, like, what happens if Detroit really runs away with it? You're 2.5 games back. It's not like, let's not pretend like you're nuts. You're a half game back of a playoff spot. Every team that's not named 7 teams, including you, are between 9-7 and 8-9. Like, there's not a tangible fundamental difference in a lot of ways. And I mentioned this a little bit in the lead, but I think it kind of matters for this playoff conversation more. I'm impressed that they're 8-9 considering their current flaw. The current flaw of an inability to score runs through 17 games has not sunk them in any way, and it has kept them above water. For a large reason, the thing you mentioned earlier, which is they, to this point, have avoided long losing streaks. Now, if they get in the middle of one now, we're having a pretty different conversation. They haven't lost more than 2 games this year. They were good at avoiding long losing streaks last year, largely because of the pitching. They do have a couple of aces coming their way. Scooble's scheduled to pitch against them in Detroit. They've got a really good starter tonight going against them for the Yankees. So, like, it's not to say that they can't run into the grinder, but their pitching has kept them afloat. So, like, if they find runs in a couple of games, I do think that they're Like, just as long as they find some semblance of an offense. I think they're a playoff team. I don't think there's any reason to change your opinion on that in 17 games.
Yeah, and this road trip they're on is big because I don't know where you guys were. I know we talked on the show last Friday about, hey, a 10-game stretch. What, 500 road trip we'd sign up for. Obviously, you'd love to have a winning road trip. Even 4-6 is not a disastrous road trip. Well, right now they're 1-3 on the road trip. And so if they get a win today, they get to 2-3, and we know they would have one more against the Yankees and then the four against the Tigers over the weekend. I guess what I'm saying is, like, being 4-6 on the road trip is still totally in play at this point. If they win today, they lose today, then we start wondering, is it a 3-7 type of road trip that they're about to go on? But they have two more against the Yankees and four against the Tigers. So it right now, because of the offense that's been abysmal, it feels like they're just going to lose six in a row. And I understand that, because you're like, they're not going to score any runs. But if you thought you were happy with a 500 road trip or a 4-6 road trip and just get back home and basically be 500, then they really are not pacing any differently than that if they win today. So just keep things in perspective. I know it's tough to do at times.
Yeah. And that's, I guess that's part of the reason I wanted to have the conversation. Cause I get it's good to have this feeling because you're, again, used to this team falling apart very quickly. I would say from a roster versus the year before, right? Where it's like, how could you believe it was real? The year before, they had won 56 games or whatever the hell it was. They were a really bad baseball team. They had one of the single best turnarounds ever. The roster turnover from last year to this year is pretty small.
Yeah, jumping ship already would be kind of silly considering this group, while frustrated right now, a majority of what you're saying is a similar roster. And the guys they added have actually been really good. You know, if you think about the
additions.
You would
be better if you had said no Estevez and instead had Santander. And I think that's kind of important to note when you talk about the issues they're having offensively in the corner outfield. If you switch those, Gold, would they be a better team? Would they have won more games if it was Santander instead of Estevez? No. They might not have lost more or won, but like, they're not fundamentally better or worse as a result of
Santander in Toronto sitting .194 with a home run and three RBI.
They'd fit right in.
It's over 100 points higher than getting in left field.
Well, man,
120 points higher.
They last night. Now I'll say, if you're asking the questions about the offense, which we can get back to in a little bit, but if you're asking questions about it, I'll say it's pretty clear the Royals are too. I don't think you go into a lineup where you're like, what would it look like if we didn't have MJ or Renfro in it on accident? I don't think you just like way into Kevin Biggio and it, you know, like, I think that was a conscious decision to be like, can we score some runs today if we don't have the two outfielders who are causing us problems right now offensively, not in the lineup? Look, I've told you yesterday, I would send MJ down. Not to say he can't be a part of the team ever, not to say he still can't have success. I'd send him down and I'd call up John Rave and I would see if I could catch a hot hitter in AAA and hope he's hot in the big leagues, and then make my decision a month from now when MJ either gets his confidence back or doesn't, or Rave either sticks in the bigs or doesn't.
The Royals playoff odds I gave you already at FanDuel, +134. The Tigers are -192 to make the playoffs for the sake of this conversation. The Guardians +156 and the Twins are +225. So if you're just like wondering how are they stacking up from that perspective with their direct competition in this division, the standings show it, but also the odds are showing that they still have the second best odds to make the postseason out of the division, despite how bad it is. I bet you that, you know, I don't listen to Minnesota sports talk radio or very often, but I would say that they're probably having a lot of teams. You look at offensive numbers around the league, a lot of teams are, and fans are freaking out about their team's offenses and how bad they have looked. And we're one of those markets right now. It's understandable. The offense has been awful. So I'm not saying it's not justified, but just it's that balance, as we said, of like, you know, not weighing things too much, but also recognizing that this is looking like it's going to be a problem for this 2025 season.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.